VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. New Year's Day in the United States was marked by violence with an explosion of a cyber truck in Las Vegas and a U.S. Army veteran driving a pickup truck into a crowd of New Year's revelers in New Orleans, killing 15 people.
A mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill.
President Joe Biden called the attack in New Orleans despicable and a heinous act. Investigators found multiple improvised explosives, including two pipe bombs that were concealed within coolers and wired for remote detonation, according to a Louisiana State Police intelligence bulletin.
Additionally, we're tracking the explosion of a cyber truck outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. Law enforcement and the intelligence community are investigating this as well, including whether there's any possible connection with the attack in New Orleans.
Las Vegas Metropolitan Police and Clark County Fire Department officials said the driver died inside the vehicle and seven nearby were injured. At least 37 Palestinians are dead in Israeli airstrikes in Gaza on Thursday. In the deadliest attack, an airstrike killed at least 10 Palestinians in a tent encampment sheltering displaced families in the Al-Mawasi area. The Israeli military said it had conducted an intelligence-based strike in the area targeting Hamas. I woke up to the sound of the explosion. I called my three sleeping sons, but no one answered. They were martyred immediately, and their blood was stained where they were sleeping. Waleed al-Bardawil lost three children in the overnight Israeli airstrike in Al-Mawasi. This is designated a humanitarian zone by the Israeli army, but there is no safe zone in the Gaza Strip.